This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Life for a cartoonist isn't easy. Every week you're churning out ideas to come up with a batch of drafts to give to The New Yorker's cartoon editor, Bob Mankoff. This week, cartoonist Matt Diffie calls up his colleague Emily Flake for a new installment of Life's a Batch.
Hey, this is Matt Diffie. Welcome to Life's a Batch. I'm one of the cartoonists here, and I'm going to call one of my colleagues, my cronies, Emily Flake. She's been doing cartoons for the magazine since 2008. I'm going to call her and see how her work's coming along.
Hello.
Hey, Emily. Day one of the work week.
Yeah.
Started anything yet?
Of course not. It's day one of the work week.
Yeah.
That's like
plenty of days.
That's like day zero.
You know, with a new baby, I'm starting to think, you know, baby ideas. I've got one idea already that just the new mother has the baby in her arms and she's talking on the phone and saying, yeah, the doctor said to keep him swaddled for the first 3 weeks. And then the dad is in a big swaddled blanket on the couch.
Nice. For me, I was a little hesitant to pitch a lot of baby ideas because I didn't want to be stuck in the lady cartoon ghetto.
Yeah.
Your mileage may vary on this.
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing that I'm pretty sure there's a joke in is the fact that everything you buy for a baby is covered with choking warnings. You know, this is a choking hazard. Apparently, a baby can choke on anything.
They can. They can choke on your ideas. If you have bad thoughts around a baby, your baby might choke.
Baby CPR. I think you grab them by the ankles and sort of swing them around in a circle. Pretty sure
that's
what you do.
That's how you kill a chicken.
It's amazing how similar
farming practices as applied to child raising.
That's another book you can write.
Fertile ground. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, I'm not worried about you. We'll talk maybe in 4 or 5 days. See how the week went for you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Cool.
Perfect.
Till then.
Bye.
Hey, this is Matt Diffie, back to Life's a Batch. We spoke to Emily Flake, beginning of the work week for a cartoonist. That was Wednesday. But now it's Monday. Hopefully, she's got a few ideas by now. We'll see.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's Monday.
I feel like I should, like, you know, read you a couple of just, like, the random things that are written down here.
Yeah.
Like, Hounds of Hell, Chihuahuas, Hoof Prints in the Sand, Fat Kitty size. I'm thinking about, like,
what was that?
Kitty size ice cream cones. Not fat kitty size. That's for a different publication.
Oh, okay.
I get a lot of ideas while I do mundane tasks, you know, like making dinner, washing the dishes. I actually sold a cartoon about dishes. A plumber taking a clog out of a drain and a sort of sour-looking woman standing by, and the plumber is saying, yep, it's about 25 years of resentment. All right, well, what do you got, Matt?
I want to do a joke about, you know how, like, horse people, they're always, oh, we're spooking the horses.
Right.
They always use the word spooking.
Right.
But I don't know what to do with it. I don't know if it should be ghosts riding horses, or if it should be something ridiculous, like, we should quit talking about the economy, we're spooking the horses.
Right, right.
So, okay, well, cartoon like the wind, I guess. I will do the same, and we'll talk after we've found out whether we sold or not.
All right. See you later. Hello.
Hey, Emily. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Pretty good, because I actually sold a cartoon this week.
I also sold a cartoon, which makes me very happy. The cartoon I sold is a family, you know, picking apples, and the father is sort of brightly saying, maybe next time we can mine our own salt.
Ah, that's pretty good. Well, I sold one. Remember I was talking about spooking the horses? So it's two cowboys right on horses, and one of them saying, stop saying President Trump. You're spooking the horses.
Yeah.
I had one, though, that I don't even think we talked about, but I really hoped it would sell. Three cowboys on horseback, and one of them is looking into, the pot, and he's saying, which one of you keeps eating all the oatmeal? And then when you look at the cowboys on horseback, you realize that one of them is not actually a cowboy on horseback, but a cowboy centaur.
I truly love the idea of a centaur being part of a cowboy crew. I think you can exploit that for other jokes.
All centaur batch next week.
Matt Diffie and Emily Flake, cartoonists extraordinaire. Matt will be back in a few weeks with another installment of Life's a Batch.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.